Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit's Ramblings, podcast 435. This time I don't really have anything new to talk about. I have been playing quite a bit of a test build for No Rest for the Wicked, but that's really it. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. So as I mentioned, I haven't really been doing much other than playing a test build for No Rest for the Wicked. They are testing out the patch they are going to put into place at the end of January for, I guess, a couple of weeks now. The big thing is co-op, so you can play with your friends, but they are also testing out some changes to bow and how you do some crafting stuff. So I thought I would peek at that as well. And I always love it, and it is totally super fun, so I'm having a good time with it. But if you aren't already playing, there's not a whole lot to talk about because you won't have any reference to what changes exactly happened and why they changed and how they're different. The next really big patch should be pretty exciting. Hopefully that's going to be their class and weapon change patch, which I'm hoping will come in just a few months. They said they have been really slow with updates to this point because they had previously had a lot of challenging times and there was some shifting around, and so now they are independent and they can work at their own pace for themselves and do what they want. But they are on their own and they are fully under their own control, and so they say that will free up a lot of mental space for them to work a lot faster and better. And so hopefully, like I said, around maybe April, ideally, this next big patch will come out, which adds classes and makes it so you can use whatever weapon you want, and it levels up independently, and then they're getting rid of the traditional stat system, so that would be totally different. So it should be a very exciting time, and I'm sure we'll talk about it then, whenever that is. But for everything else, I've pretty much stopped playing Destiny 2 again. I expect I'll go back to it pretty soon. Right now I'm just spending most of my time in the No Rest for the Wicked patch because it's only up until I think the 5th is when it's going to close down. And then I'll probably play Destiny 2, I don't know, once or twice a week maybe. I kind of did lose a lot of interest as I expected after maxing out one faction. It's like, well, numbers go up and that's the same every cycle. It's like every 3 months they wipe you back down and then number goes up until you're max. And it's like, you know, I've been doing this for so long. It's like, is this really any different? I mean, the content is kind of Star Wars-y, so that's nice. But once you've done it, you know, a dozen times, it's like, okay, well, now I've seen that. And how is that different? It's just the same grind as before. And it's like, you know, why push real hard if they're just going to wipe you out in a few months? You keep all your stuff, but if they're going to bring in new stuff that's different and the old stuff is going to mostly stop dropping, you know, what's the point? You're just cycling through new stuff all the time. So I've kind of lost a lot of interest there. After this year ends its, you know, cycle, whenever that is, I guess they just started, so probably in just about short of a year from now, when my current content runs out, will I continue on after that? I don't know. I seriously doubt it. They would probably have to do something pretty big to keep my interest. I was considering doing a sort of, you know, top five of things I'm looking forward to in 2026, but I honestly do not think there are five things releasing that I would be looking forward to. My wish list is like 35 or 40 games long. A lot of them have actually already released and I'm just waiting for a sale, but just simply don't have a date. Like, I'm pretty sure my top game I'm watching is Judas, which they had that amazing trailer feels like years ago now, and then there's been like zero word on it since then. Exodus from people who used to work at BioWare, who worked on Mass Effect, has been pretty high on my list. But again, I don't know if that's guaranteed for 2026. I think it was pushed to a late 2026 launch. But again, you know, if it's been pushed before, it could get pushed again and, you know, bounced into 2027. And then off the top of my head, I can't even think of any other games I'm looking for that have a, you know, coming out soon date. Light No Fire looks really awesome, but they're in kind of the same boat as Judas, where they released the trailer and then there's been like zero news about it since then. So who knows when that will come out. And I really can't think of anything I'm looking forward to that aren't things that are in early access. Like No Rest for the Wicked, I would love to actually, you know, have them finish it and release in 2026, and then they start working on, you know, expansion content. That would be amazing. But I think they're going to be very lucky if they can release that quickly. I think they're probably still about a year and a half off from launch with what they've said they want to do. We'll see. You know, I'm in early access, so I'm already playing a ton. I think at this point I've probably played, you know, 300 or 400 hours, so very super fun so far. And then there's Witchfire, which has also been really awesome. That's been in early access now for, I don't even know how long, more than a year, because I think it showed that the last time I played was almost a year ago. And it recently got a pretty big patch. I'm not too into that one though, because I want to save, you know, most of it for when it hits release. You know, I'm not going to grind it, you know, just to see everything there is. It's like, okay, you know, I love this weapon and this weapon, but I don't need to see, you know, all the weapons. And then there's Soul Frame, which looks pretty promising, but I don't think they're going to hit 2026. People who think that, I think, are kidding themselves. I think they're probably a year and a half, maybe even 2 years off from launch. I would be surprised if it was much more than a year, but I would also be surprised if it was less than a year. I do love playing it, but there's not a lot of direction in what you're supposed to be doing and where you're supposed to be going. So a lot of times when I play, I just feel like, am I making any progress? I don't even know. I can't tell. And so it doesn't really hook me and pull me in like it used to. But that would be pretty cool if that came out for people to play. But other than that, I can't really even think about stuff that is on my list. I like have no memory because none of it's coming soon. You know, none of it's like, oh my god, I can barely look forward to this. I'm so excited. I've pre-ordered it already. It's like, no, I have nothing that's on pre-order. I have nothing I know for sure is coming soon. So I don't know. I do not have a top five for 2026 because I don't know, you know, what's guaranteed as to what might be, you know, slated for it that might get bounced out. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I have no idea what to talk about for next podcast. So that's it for this week. Hopefully everybody had a good Christmas time, and this will be launching pretty much right after New Year's, so hopefully everybody had a good New Year's time. I have a little bit of worrying news. When I went to do my, I guess, yearly checkup for my blood pressure and stuff, the results came back with some weird kidney results. I guess there is a 1 to 5 scale of kidney function, with 1 being totally normal and 5 being you need to go to the hospital because your kidneys are failing. And apparently I am at 3, which is your kidneys are a little bit funny and we should pay attention to them and look for ways to solve what's going on. Off the top of my head, there's like 2 different scales of it. One is a scale that is going lower than it should be, I think the normal range starts at 60, and I think my number was 50. And then there was one that is going higher than it should, and I think the normal range ended at 140, and I am pushing into 160. So that's pretty high. It's not, you know, super far out of the range. I guess the normal range is pretty far. This looked like maybe 5 to 10% out of normal range. So it's not as bad as the number would imply. And my doctor did say, you know, she would contact me in a couple weeks to talk about it. So I guess, you know, she's not very worried. But she's also out of town. So I don't know. I would think if it was something to really worry about, she would have forwarded me to somebody who is not out of town. But I don't know. I don't even know what she's going to say. I'm honestly hoping she'll be like, well, we'll try this medicine, and if this medicine doesn't work, we'll maybe take you off blood pressure meds and see if that changes it. Because previously, when I was on blood pressure meds, my kidneys got a little wonky. And so, I don't know, maybe even though I started out fine with the blood pressure meds, maybe they need to be adjusted. I don't know. I guess we'll see, and hopefully everything will be okay. But I might not know, you know, what's going on for a few weeks. You know, next podcast is in 3 weeks, so maybe I'll know by then. But hopefully everybody had, you know, a good Christmas and New Year's time, and the new year would be, you know, better than before. And again, I have no idea what I'll talk about next time. But hopefully, I'll see everybody then. Okay, thanks, bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2026.